Okay, it's to me this is like the last day of summer 2014, and I'm only recording this for my personal diary really, rather than audio boo, simply because voice memos and any other recording app, when you record a file, it only sticks a timestamp on it, and you don't seem to be able to put a title or any meaningful name to it. Where audio boo, you can make a recording and give it a sensible name so you can... Yeah? Yeah. Give me 20 minutes. Not Sophia, we're going out for our La Bruxellière meal tonight at Izzy Jack, which is a bit of a treat. And once a year we go there, but anyway, my little recording, and I've put my deck chair down the bank on grass that I've strimmed and cleared of brambles, and this land, what, 2 years ago was 2 metres deep in brambles, trees, saplings. And although completely blind, I'm pretty proud of what I've achieved in clearing it. And I'm directly facing the sunset, and I can sort of see the hot heat of the sun. And I started this audio period because there were loads of starlings or something. Massive flock of birds. Buzzing about, trying to eat the cherries off, not cherries, figs. Anyway, I'm using the mic on the headphones, or the Apple headphones, and I'm still not sure which is better. Is the onboard mic of the Apple iPhone 5 better than the headphone jack? I don't know. What does my head in is none of them are stereo. You know, hopefully the iPhone 6 will have a stereo mic. It's a perfectly good mic, but I love the sort of stereophonic sound effects you get from recordings. Anyway, there's my own personal diary, my little report of the summer. We came out on July the 7th, 8th. After watching the Tour de France start in Harrogate, and that was absolutely awesome. Camping overnight in Harrogate in a little tent. Tim and Janice, my cousins, put a tent out for Louis and myself, my son and me. We cycled from Leeds station up to Harrogate in the drizzle Friday night, camped overnight in the pouring rain. I hardly slept because I kept hearing the sort of downpour and then really heavy downpours, and I just woke up stressed thinking about the poor organisers that spent 18 months or longer even organising the Tour de France, the Grand Depart from Yorkshire, thinking nobody will turn up. Anyway, 9:30 in the morning, the sun came out, it was awesome. We went to Poole for 4K from the start at Haywood House, and then we cycled to Harrogate for the finish, got to the 4 kilometres to go sign. Oh, that's awesome, this. Right, I'm lying here. You won't be able to pick this up, I don't think it'll record this, but there's a farmer behind us. He's probably nearly 700 metres away from me, nearly a kilometre away. That's him, shouting to his dog, rounding up his cattle. And he must be 82, 83. His wife is about 90. And they live in this little old farmhouse behind us. Very simple, very happy, very content. Really nice neighbours. And he's just taking the cows in for milking. I can hear the birds again in the distance. Flocks of birds coming down for the sort of sunflower seeds and things like that. Anyway, I think I started this audiobook saying this is like the last day of summer to me, because I'm recording this, because in a year's time, 6 months' time, I'll forget this day. So I'm recording this now for the reason, because this sun is gorgeous. I've had a swim. Just a quick summary of the day. Took Sophia towards Izzy Jack. Jackie picked her up, took Sophia away to Asher, which is a horse sanctuary, where she went and did about 3, 4, 5 hours group. Oh no, our story's nearly full. I don't know if 40 will be recorded that. I'm definitely going to get a 64 gig iPhone next. Anyways, our daughters had a great time at the horse sanctuary place, grooming and looking after horses. And Jackie was kind enough to bring her back. Well, Denise and me, we took Todd, our border collie. He's 15, he's an old boy. We took him to the vets to get his little jab and his passport stamped, ready for going back to the UK on Thursday. We had a lovely coffee, an almond croissant, a little mooch around the market. Obviously didn't buy much because we've only got a couple of days here. Bought a baguette. I came back, I did some fish with lemon, grated the skin bit off the lemon, and 2-3 garlic cloves, pepper salt, fried the meat, fish fillets for a few minutes, put some white wine, milk in, already fried the garlic and the lemon in there as well, lemon zest, garlic, added the milk and the white wine and just poached it for 4 or 5 minutes. And just basically had that with some couscous and French baguette. Really nice lunch. Tonight we're going out for lunch. Hang on, then after that, I did some strimming, which is keeping where I am right now down, because the brambles all want to keep coming back, but I just sort of walk forward steadily, slow, left, right, left, right, left, right, strimming. Even though I'm blind, I can sort of, as long as I can keep in a straight line. And it's tufty as hell, it's not a perfect job, but it's a lot better than nothing. And then I had a swim, and then I've got on the exercise bike because I'm missing my tandem cycling. Listened to an episode of Welcome to Night Vale, which is awesome, plus the BBC One World War One drama. So that's about 30, 40 minutes worth of podcast, which by the end of it, I'm absolutely dripping on the bike, and I'm just pretending to be Chris Froome or Geraint Thomas or one of the Sky Team riders in there doing the Welter Tour of Spain at the moment, which is in 35 degrees centigrade temperatures. So I put the bike on rollers. I've got my son's Trek carbon bike, but I've bought some rollers, so it's like an exercise bike basically. You cycle on a normal bike on rollers, and then you change the gears and you set the gears quite hard, and then you just pedal hard, and every 5 minutes I do a fast minute, and I'm absolutely dripping. Anyway, I did that, then I had another swim, and now I'm relaxing and just really soaking in the last of 2014 sunshine. Which is all very indulgent, but we've worked blooming hard for this, and Denise has had a little siesta. She works really hard in the UK, deputy head, comes out here, and most people who work in schools have a summer holiday. She comes out here and has to graft and clean and do jeep changeovers and things like that, although I do get help. But it's still hard work here. We've like 6 acres of 2 hectares, two, three hectares of land to cut and things. But it's nice, you know, it's so quiet here.